Welcome tonight. A few years ago at Blessed Hope Baptist Church here, we started combining graduation for our homeschoolers with our spring revival. So that's what you're here to see tonight. We're going to start with prayer, and then Aubrey is going to sing. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you for an opportunity to gather here. These two young people are crossing a threshold, Lord, into another stage of life tonight. We pray that you would bless them. They have known Jesus Christ for most of their lives. We're glad for that. We pray that they would serve him for the rest of their lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Became his very own. From that day he walked beside me, I have never been alone. Through the valleys or the mountains, down each path of every mile, he has shared my joys and burdens, all the tears and every smile. I do each day, each hour, to know his presence here, his love and power. It's all been worth the pain, with so much gain and every hope endure. I do it all again and love him more. All the miracles he's done, all the blessings he has given, every soul that has been won. Though at times the way was fearful, through it all he gave his grace. Now I see his joy and victory in your lives and on your face. There still is so much more, day eternal with my Savior, and forever there abide. I will thank and I will praise him, for his name was glorified. I do it all again, each day, each hour.
Hello. some people said when you stand up here and talk, you need to forget that you're all here. That ain't working. My name's Aaron Christofferson. After 12 years of school, I've now come to the end, only to realize that it's just the beginning. I want to start off by thanking my parents for helping me in school and teaching me, but not only in school, also in the Bible. It's been a very good teen life. God and my parents have also taught me many valuable lessons. I want to thank the rest of my family for coming down and their unfailing encouragement through the years. My grandparents, my family, my aunt. I'd also like to thank all of you here for the constant prayer that you have given me and my parents. I hope to move forward in my education and continue growing spiritually with your help and prayer. So I ask all of you here to continue to pray for my family and me. I lastly would like to thank all the people that I had that had a hand in setting this up and my mom for setting up the display table. I think that's all. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank my parents, first of all, for raising me in a Christian home and their support and their guidance through the years. I couldn't have made it without you. I've caught glimpses of other families, other people my age, and the Lord has just shown me what it could be like, what I would be like if I hadn't had the parents I have or the church and all of you praying for me. Mm-hmm. And I know I wouldn't be here. And so I'd like to thank my parents for showing me the Savior and teaching me to draw close to Him and cast my cares on Him. And I'd like to thank everyone at church here for your love and your prayers through the years. Your support means a lot to me. And thank you, my grandparents and all my friends from other places, for coming and making this day memorable for me. I plan to stay here for a while and just take a couple college classes here and there, and just focusing mainly on the church here and serving in every way I can. I'd like to do some mission work. Most of you know I've been called to be a missionary, and I know I love working with kids, and I think the Lord can use that. And so I'd like to take some mission trips where the Lord opens the doors and where He leads. And until then, stay here and save up some money and wait. And that's the hardest part, is waiting. Mm-hmm. Just for me, I know I'm called to be a missionary. And last September, when I went to Lithuania, I got such a blessing of the people there doing mission work, handing out tracts, and seeing so many souls saved. And the missionaries there had great influence on my life. And it's hard now to stay here, and sometimes I feel like I'm doing nothing, although I know even the simple stuff like hanging up the prayer letters is serving God. But it's hard for me. I want to be on the mission field now and be serving now. And it's been hard to have patience and know that this is where God wants me now, and I have to stay here now until He leads otherwise. So I'd really appreciate your prayers and all that as I wait here till He leads otherwise. And thank you again.
Conscious of the weakness of my hands, and though I know I can't perform a miracle, by His grace I follow His command. Lord, pour Your life through me into each vessel, each one that You would place within my care, and let me not cease giving till there's not a vessel more. Father, let my life be poured out, may it ever be my prayer. Can do. can use me. He can use you.
To have Pastor Lynn Nolan from Thunder Bay, Ontario, for graduation speaker tonight.
I can relate to what Aaron said there because there's two eyes looking out here and 300 looking this way. Makes you a little bit uncomfortable. It's a little different when you're preaching. It doesn't take you quite as long to get the jitters up, but when you get into something formal, it seems to just make everything different. But anyway, we're certainly glad and privileged and honored to be a part of this graduation service here tonight. This church, of course, has become quite dear to our hearts as we're of like faith and have visited back and forth on a number of occasions. So it's not like I'm standing here and speaking on behalf of two people I don't know at all. We're certainly thankful for you and for this church and for both Aaron and Aubrey. And so it is an honor and a privilege for me to do this. I have been personally involved with Christian education for about 29 years. I helped out for 1 year in a Christian school. Then we homeschooled our own children for about 3 years. And then we started a school in our church in Thunder Bay. And we've had that school now for about 25 years. So Christian education is not something new to me. I'm very familiar with it. And I believe there are two major concepts that are important about a genuine Christian education. Number one, it's what you learn. You learn that God is real, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and that no matter what subject we look at, everything relates to Him. Every subject, be it math, English, history, you name it, it is connected with God because He's the God of truth, and as history has been called, it's His story. That's what history is. So all your subjects have been taught from that perspective. The second thing is what you don't learn. There is a thing that you do learn and the things you don't learn. In our province in Ontario now, they're planning for the upcoming fall to introduce a new set of guidelines and some new curriculum. And they're going to prepare children from grade one through high school to accept the new modern lifestyles, if you know what I'm talking about. There was a bit of a backlash from it, so they backed off slightly and they have to retweak the curriculum, but they want young children to be accepting of all lifestyles as though they're normal. So in a Christian curriculum, at least you're spared from that. Something else you didn't learn, well, you maybe learned about it, but you didn't learn that you came from an accident.
Yeah.
Some random explosion somewhere in the past. You know, they think they came up, we came up from some primordial soup or something like that. We all came out of the water. We're not sure where the water came from, but we all came out of the water. Now, evolution failed me drastically. Because if I came out of the water and I came onto dry land, it means I had to breathe in water first. Then I had to switch and breathe air on the land. Now, it would have been much better had evolution allowed me to breathe in the air and in the water as well. That way, if I went fishing and fell out of the boat and I couldn't swim, I could just disconnect the flaps on my gills and let them work. And I could walk along the bottom of the lake until I got to the shore, waving at all the fish as I went by, come up on the dry land and begin to breathe again after tying down the hatches. So you learn some things that were right and true, and you didn't learn some things that were absolutely false. And evolution is called a theory, but it certainly is not the truth. I came from God. If you think you came from someplace else, that's up to you. Help yourself. But my uncle is not a monkey. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 8, without reading the verses, Paul talks about his life. And in one verse he says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. He had completed it. And he'd reached his goal. Now, for each one of us, there is a goal in God's mind. God wants us to finish. And for both Aaron and Aubrey, that is true. Now, I don't know exactly all the goals that God has for them. But God does have a specific goal in mind for each of their lives. And life, in some ways, as a Christian, is like climbing a ladder in certain ways. And each rung is a new step along the way. When we're born, we get into this life, we learn how to crawl. We learn how to walk. We learn how to talk. We learn how to read. We begin to educate ourselves. We get through elementary school, if that's what you call it down here, I'm not sure. Might use the wrong terminology. And you graduate from that, and then you go on to high school, and you graduate from that, which is what these two young people are doing here tonight. They've been making their way up the ladder. And they've reached another stage in life. But you want to make sure you're successful in life. Now, at the top of that ladder, you always have to keep Jesus Christ foremost. He is at the top of the ladder. And you have to keep looking up there. Now, a problem today in many young people's lives is that they're stepping off the ladder and chasing false goals.
Amen. That's right.
You need to stay on the ladder. And I give you a little warning. While you're climbing your ladder, the devil will climb right beside you. Mm-hmm. And as you're going up, he's going to keep saying, get off that ladder. Come on mine. Don't do it.
That's right.
Don't do it.
That's right.
Now, you can rejoice in your accomplishments. And it's a great accomplishment to pass and graduate from high school. Too many quit before they get that far. And thankfully you have not. But I'd like to like for you to start tonight by setting your sights on a higher goal. You've reached one. Let's reach for another one. Mm-hmm. And when you reach that one, let's set our sights on another one. And just keep setting your sights higher and higher and higher. But with every goal you set, and you set your sight, you have to make sure that Jesus Christ is always in the sight. Always. If you look at any goal, no matter what it may be it college or a career or whatever it may be, if Jesus Christ comes out of the sight, he's not in the sight, you're heading for the wrong goal. Keep him there at all times. Dr. Howard Kelly became a world-famed surgeon and a gynecologist. The night of his graduation from medical college, he wrote in his Bible, in his diary, the following words, and I quote, "I dedicate myself, my time, my capabilities, my ambition, everything to him. Blessed Lord, sanctify me to thy use. Give me no worldly success which may not lead me nearer to my Savior." That's a good resolution. Most of us are familiar with the verse in Mark chapter 8, verse 36, which says, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Let me, without doing damage to the text, apply that to a Christian. See, that's applied to the lost who do not receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. But now these two young people are saved. Let me reword that and use the thought. What shall it profit a Christian if he gain the whole world and lose his eternal rewards? Paul finished his course. He knew he had a reward coming. He said, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of rejoicing." He already knew it. It was in place. Ultimately, you will face the Lord Jesus Christ. And you want to hear him say, "Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord, thou good and faithful servant." Somebody might say, "Well, I really don't care if I hear that or not." When you see the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ looking at you on that day, you'll care. You'll care. It will be the sweetest words you could ever hear from anyone. And I hope these young people will strive to hear those words come out of their Savior's mouth at the end of their life when they've reached their goal and they're successful in the eyes of him. That will be the most important thing. Congratulations on a job well done. Enjoy this moment and then go on to the next step. Amen.
I've chosen a roast format for this next part. I'm sure my wife, Laura, would agree with me. It's been a challenge to educate Aaron. No, I'm kidding. I mean, the whole homeschool process is a challenge, and many of you know that. And then being in a foreign country adds some things on top of that. But if I was in the U.S. or in the Twin Cities, I would make the same choice. We've enjoyed immensely teaching Aaron, and especially that we were able to teach him the things that we thought were important, not that some other system thought was important or some other person. He's learned some chemistry, history, trigonometry, biology, the usual stuff. Also, more important things like God made man to thrive physically by eating animals. It's kind of an inside joke. He did a long report on protein, and you know, you think about it and you'll get it. Aaron hasn't been a perfect student, but he has been a good student. I think it came out to 2.6 grade point average or something like that. Oh, no, no. He came through in the final, and it was a 3.6, and he worked hard. I've made him do things over on occasion. You know, there's a saying in the world, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing well. You've probably all heard that. But Colossians 3, Paul says there, and he puts it better, "Whatsoever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord and not unto men." I hope he's learned to love learning. Most wisdom and knowledge is found in books, no matter what other types of media are available. And there is one book above them all. And it critiques the value of all other books. And it is more important than all other books. And it's the book that many of you have in your lap. I believe Aaron has learned that as well. If he hasn't, he will. God intends all of us to learn this early or late, one way or another. And I'm proud to congratulate him for finishing his high school curriculum. Congratulations, son.
Amen. Amen.
That's going to be difficult to top in Chinese or English. I'd just like to say about our daughter Aubrey that it has been a blessing to watch her grow from a young girl into a teenager and now finally into a young lady. And it is an honor and a privilege to see her take this next step and receive her high school diploma. She has been a blessing is the best word that I could use to describe what she has been to her mother and me. And Aubrey, Aubrey Nicole Grissom, based on your academic achievement and all the work and hard effort that you put into your studies, we'd like to present you with this high school diploma.
Graduation ceremony, but we certainly hope that you will stay around for the next service. We're only going to take about 5 minutes break, so if you need to get up, go to the restroom, you're welcome to do that. Otherwise, you can just stay in here. We'll get started very soon. Thank you.